Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful.
Nailed it. This show is part of the CrossPolitik Network. Go over to crosspolitik.com, become a member, get a lot of great benefits, get a lot of discounts on merchandise, see all the great shows and content that we're putting out. Thank you for sharing the show, supporting us, following us, and following me on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me at How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com with any questions, comments, feedback, anything of the sort. I'd love to hear from you. So please reach out. All right. So today is going to be the second part of our interview where we are going to talk about what it's like for the entrepreneurial spouse. And it's so important because they're in the battle with you. The entrepreneur is not in it by themselves if they're married, if they have a family, but the family goes through a toll. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
So my first question, and I'm curious because we haven't talked about this beforehand at all, is what goes through your mind when I come to you and say, babe, I got the next idea?
Oh boy. That's probably the first thing that goes through
dread,
my mind.
Fear, no. Anxiety.
No, no, it's more like, all right, here we go. I'm always excited with you.
Good to know.
I'm always curious, intrigued. It's never dread. It's never like, oh no. But it's always like, all right, what is it? Let's have it. Because, you know, that we get a lot of these. But
true.
Lots of ideas in this beautiful mind.
Which I love that about you because, and I'm just going to talk her up for a second. She is more of the risk adverse type. She's more of the person who doesn't go out and take the risks. And I am that other person. So we are kind of extremes in that sense. But never once has she ever been reluctant, holding back, not unsupportive. She has always been so encouraging and a blessing to me. And I wouldn't be able to do what I've been able to do without you. So thank you so much for doing that. You are truly a blessing from God.
Thank you.
That's a lot of brownie points I just got there.
Yeah.
So then going through this a few times as an entrepreneurial spouse, what do you think your role is as that spouse? Like, what parts do you play in this teamwork?
Well, of course, I'm the supportive teammate, I would say. I would say no matter what, even though if you're the one with the idea and carrying out the idea, we're 100% a team because it's our family, our future, and especially now that we have a son, it's it involves all of us so much. So just being on your team, being supportive, but also playing devil's advocate a lot of the time and just always saying, okay, well, what's the catch with this? I know this idea sounds amazing, but wait a second, what about this? What about that? What issues might you run into? Are you thinking from this perspective, that perspective? And I have a pretty analytical mind as well. And just thinking about maybe, I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but maybe the legal aspects of things
and risk of things, yeah.
Just all the different risks, of course. Yeah, as he was saying, I definitely think through the risks and the negative aspects of things and what might go wrong. Yeah. I guess somebody has to.
Yeah, I'm the delusional entrepreneur who's like, oh, everything's going to be perfect and nothing's going to go wrong. Let's just do it and, you know.
Shoot for the stars.
Shoot for the stars. And she's the one who's like, all right, well, let's just think through things and all that stuff. And another
thing. Come back down to earth a little bit.
Yeah. Seriously. Another thing that she does really well is almost has pretty close to a photographic memory. She's really great at editing. She has those analytical skills. She's able to find gaps in processes and things like that. She's brilliant. And I mean it. I'm not just saying that.
Thank you.
And so I don't look at her as just the person that I come home to at night and separate from my business. But I look at her as a legitimate, like my teammate, my partner in life. And that includes business. And she has a lot of strengths. In our case, she has a lot of strengths that are my weaknesses, but that can be used and leveraged in the business too. She's not separate from my business. She's part of my endeavors and the things I do. And that makes the business better. That makes me as a business leader stronger because my weaknesses are subsidized by her strengths. And it's just a great asset to have. And so I would encourage you guys out there who are running your businesses, running divisions, get your spouse involved. Don't treat them as someone who's outside the bubble. Share with them your day. See what their feedback is. They can give you an outside perspective that's so valuable that you wouldn't necessarily catch just being on the grind in the trenches all the time like that. So a lot of times entrepreneurs are type A personalities. I don't know if I'm necessarily type A personality, but I definitely have strong characteristics about me. Like we said, I'm like gung-ho about things. Sometimes I get a little depressed and there's some swings or whatnot. How do you deal with like such a strong personality like myself?
Let's see. Well, there are always highs and lows with, I'm sure with everybody, but with you, I would say we've kind of gotten lucky in the sense that when you have highs and lows, I tend to be right on the other side of it. So if you're having a day where you're feeling kind of down about the business or something like that, where you're thinking things might not work out or this idea isn't as good as I thought it might be, I tend to be on the other side of it where I can just pick you up and remind you. And you know, with any business venture that you have, we've prayed about it and we've talked to others about it. We've talked to our community and our Bible study, and we've gone through those steps where we are seeking God, and we know that God is calling us to move forward with something. So we don't just like quit on it if something is seeming that it's not going to work out immediately. You know, you wait it out and you trust that God has a plan and that plan includes this business idea. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that I just try to remind you of those things, and we pray together and we read together, and really I think a lot of my role is just kind of taking you back into that and just reminding you of those things.
Yeah.
That God will provide no matter what, and that the business will work out if he wants it to. And that's how it is with any startup venture, any entrepreneurial venture.
Yeah, sometimes she does, not sometimes, all the time, she does a great job of grounding me back into the spiritual place that we need to be in, that we're having a mindset of the kingdom and not of just the world and just in the moment of what's going on in the business. And I was saying sometimes I feel like she's a greater spiritual leader than I am, where she is the one like, we need to pray, we need to read, we need to do those things. And it's so convicting for me. It's a blessing and a conviction at the same time that I need to step up and be more of that spiritual leader too. So it's, again, such a blessing. What are like the emotions you feel? Because like you said, there's ups and downs. And I imagine that you have those too. Like when something, I'm having a bad day or something went wrong in business or discouraging numbers or things like that. And I come home and I just like have that aura about me, or the times where things are going great and I'm super excited. Like, what is it from your perspective? Like, how do you feel for all those like entrepreneur wives or even the husbands of wives that are entrepreneurs? Like, what are some of the things that you process? Like, what could they expect to feel when their spouse is going through this journey?
Well, since you're going through, as an entrepreneur's wife, you're going through that same struggle. You have the same disappointments, the same hopes and excitement. Maybe not quite to this level, but you get excited with your husband, of course, about anything that you guys are doing as a family, as a team, whether it's a business or something else. You are experiencing those emotions with your spouse. So whenever there is disappointment, you feel it too. But just as you said, I have highs and lows, you have highs and lows. So I always feel like when you have a bad day, I'm always somehow more positive. And when I'm having a bad day, you're somehow able to be more positive. And I don't know, God created us that way, to be able to be each other's support system. So when you're having a rough time with it, I'm able to put aside any bad mood I might be having, any negative emotions, and just be your support system and bring you back in. And just, I think that God really created us to be a great team in that sense. When I'm having a bad day, you're able to put aside any bad day you might be having and just remind me of certain things and and bring me back up. And lately it's actually pretty easy because we have a really cute baby who who will just smile if you whistle at him. So so he takes care of the bad days. But no, I really think God created us just to be a great team, and he does that for you and your spouse. I remember when we were in our premarital counseling with our pastor,
which I recommend 100% for everyone who's getting married.
Yeah, before we got married for a few months, we did premarital counseling just to test for our compatibility. We took the 5 love languages test, things like that, and we got to talk over a lot of different things with our pastor, which was awesome, so beneficial, and just learning what our expectations were for our marriage and our partnership. And we did take a compatibility test, a personality test, actually, and our pastor checked out our answers, and our answers were just on the complete opposite end of the spectrum. So crazy. He charted it out, but somehow he said they were so opposite that we were compatible. We're so opposite in all the right ways. So I really feel that that's true. And when we've gone through some major ups and downs with different entrepreneurial ventures, we really have shown that we are stronger together. So when one is having an up, the other is having a down. When one's having a down, the other's having an up, and it really works out well.
Yeah, definitely. There's two things I would say about that. One is, personality differences are great because you complement each other, but we have the same values and we have the same vision and goals for our lives, which is critical to have the same. So having the same personality traits is not always good. We fit really well together because we have different personalities. We have different characteristics, like she was saying, but we are aligned 100% on our goals and our vision for what God has for us. And that is very crucial to have. And then the second point is, just like what you were saying, again, about those highs and lows, it's almost like a spiritual thing where the Holy Spirit is just working in our lives and being able to allow us to serve and minister to one another. And that goes back to our prayer life and things like that. Is while we're doing this, we need to understand the spiritual aspects of this too, that we need to have God on our side and blessing this, because without it, it's all going to fall apart anyways. But besides from the business, just the emotions that you go through, the roller coasters, the ups and downs, how much more do we need the Holy Spirit to be working in our lives, that we can not just be sustained ourselves and be content with what God has for us, but that we can serve and minister our spouses? I think that's really important. That's really wise of you to say. You're a wise spouse. So startups, entrepreneurship takes a lot of time. It's a lot of sacrifice for everybody involved.
Yes.
And there's times where I know, at least me, and I'm sure a lot of other people are like this too, where you just get caught up and you just want to spend all your time doing that startup, the business. You're pouring so much into it, you don't want it to fail, that sometimes we could put aside things that are important, like family and spending time in our marriage and things like that. So what are some things, and you can be completely honest here, just between you and me, I love that look. What are some things that you would say, like, Matt, you need to do this better? Like, you need to make more time for us. We need to make sure we have a date night. Like, what were some things that you felt like just we needed to spend attention to for our own marriage and our families?
Well, when we're in the thick of it, you absolutely have tunnel vision and you just, you want to spend 100% of your time on that. And it's not that you're always amenable to suggestions. So I just always say, hey, let's go out to dinner. Let's do this. You know, just, I guess having a date night is important. I don't know that we ever called it that, but just spending quality time together, you know, my love language.
Shout out.
just doing something to spend time together, even if it's just going on walks. I know we do that a lot, like we're 80, but going on walks, having dinner together, and just being able to sit and have a conversation. And sometimes it is about the business, but just spending that time away from the computers and the phones and all of that, and just not being 24/7 focused on the success of the business, and just being able to take some time and just, you know, look at each other and have a conversation and just enjoy ourselves. Just reminding you, I feel like I said that a million times already, but just reminding you of certain things, because I guess as an entrepreneur, you really do get that tunnel vision, and you just are so focused and passionate about what you're doing, which is awesome. Mm. But I think that the role of the entrepreneur's spouse is a lot of that, just reminding you that there are so many other things that are important too.
Yeah, that's great. And I think you've touched on a really important point for us entrepreneurs, the people that are in the businesses, husband or wife, is when you come home and you're talking with your wife and you're having dinner, don't make it all about the business. Make it about their life, other things too, because like she said, we get tunnel vision. That's all we think about. That's all we're talking about. We're thinking about, you know, what happened in the day, what we're going to do tomorrow, what strategies we need to change, if there's a pivot that we need to do, all this stuff. But life is so much more than just the businesses that we're starting and pouring into. So make an effort to be able to put that stuff aside and just focus on other things in life, because you need to be there for your wife or your husband, whoever it is, just as much as they need to be there for you. Well, thank you for joining us on HTBT, or How to Build a Tent, for the past 2 days. That was really awesome. You're amazing. If you have any questions, comments, any show topics you want me to talk about, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. Thank you for sharing the show with a friend. That really helps us grow. We'll talk to you next time. God bless. Sweet. Killed it.